to England, and I lived with Noreen and Elizabeth and a few others outside of London. And I was never allowed to go out. I was allowed to go out during the day, but I never could go to London. I had to be in bed at a certain time. But Baba never spoke to me, and was never obedient, never said you have to obey, but it was natural. It was very natural. There was no, he said, you go to bed at 9 o'clock, you do this, you do that, you come here, you do that. It was very natural. I never felt that it was a compulsion. It was a natural thing. So then, when Baba came to London afterwards, he went to Spain, but I was one of the ones that had to go to Paris and had to go to a school in Switzerland. He sent me to school in Switzerland. And I was supposed to stay. He never gave you a sense of time. When I first arrived in Switzerland, I was rather miserable because it was not my temperament to be in a school like that. But after a while, I was extremely happy. Then Baba would write into me things that I had to do, which I did. And then when he came to Switzerland, he came twice. That first time, I had to meet him in Paris. And from Paris, I had to go back to Switzerland while he went to London. And from there, I had to stay again in Switzerland. He said, I'll call you. You do what I tell you. I'll call you when I need you. Then he came again, and he said to me, you have to stay 7 more days, and then you go to Paris at the art school. And I went to Paris at the art school, until I call you again. Then from there, at the art school, instead of Baba sending for me to come to India, he would laugh and say to me, what do you want to go to India for? You look Indian enough. He said, at the art school, instead of my going to India, Baba said, you must be on the 15th of August in Cannes. But I've been in Switzerland with Baba. I've been on trains. I've been on... in London, in England. I've been in France a lot. I've been to many places with Baba. And he would say, I do what I like with you. You live in my heart. So there was never any confliction, you see. There was no confliction because it was natural. It wasn't anything difficult or unnatural. That was the thing that was most interesting. One day the man came to Khan and said to him, he wanted to meet Baba, and he was a man from Switzerland. And I'd spoken to him about Baba, and when he came to Baba, he said, Baba, I didn't eat since 3 days. Baba looked at him and said, you must be hungry. The man was startled. He said, spirituality is as normal. Spirituality is as natural as the chair you're seated in. It's not that, not this, not that. Natural. Natural. It's your natural state, your natural being. You don't have to do all this. Love. Love me. Love. You see? So that being with Baba was absolutely in a natural way. I never felt I was doing something odd or eccentric or strange. And being with Baba, I felt, you heard, I did a lot of some tape recordings about the accident. I don't want to go into that again. As you know, in Italy, and there are many others that you can collect and you can see what you like. I just wanted to bring you the idea, more or less, of now what's happening in the sense of the last things that Baba speaking of the inner journey.
Right.
That to me is the last phase that is a comprehension and a beauty for me. And that last, that journey is so vast. It's such traveling and so natural. As I say, look, to people, there was first, one had the horse and then one had this and one had that. Now you have you have the automobile and then you had you have the plane and now you're going into outer space. There's nothing unnatural about it. You feel, you're not surprised. You know, that people are going to outer space. There's no surprise. That's a natural happening. So that your spirituality, the opening, the sensing, the growing, the coming is something natural. You can't get it in an unnatural way. You understand that, don't you? And if any question you'd like to put up to me, I will try to answer.
Yes. Now, since you knew Baba in the form, right? And after he dropped the body, now 1984, now that he's no longer in the form, it's been 15 years, how do you relate to him now? How do you contact him? How do you feel?
Well, for instance, my going to the, the grave, his tomb. As a matter of fact, I knew the woman who painted those paintings. When I was in Switzerland, I used to go to see her. She was a much older woman, as you can imagine, and I used to talk to her about Baba. It used to be easier for me to talk about Baba. The more profound Baba is in me, the more difficulty I have in speaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's very curious because I like to speak only very where there's a place in the other.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Receptivity.
There's a receptivity, or I can make that connection with the other in a way that it can be said or felt, or through them, their means of their understanding, not to impose my way, but let them and talk in a way that brings out to me in a natural way what can be their understanding. When I go to the tombstone, that's to me the personal Baba. It's a great pain, a great, great pain. I don't know why. I cannot give you any reason for it. I really don't know why. It's a great, great pain.
You feel a pain within yourself?
Within myself. A great pain within myself to say, my beloved Baba, there. It's the personal side. But when now I'm with those that consciously or unconsciously love Baba, when I say unconsciously, but there's a beauty of being a real human being. When Baba says, if you're a human being, be it really, then I experience a joy. As if Baba is reliving, and as if I almost, and then it's very curious, I often have a strange feeling like this, as if I suddenly see Baba in someone, you know, it's just, I can't put, I said, this is imagination, this is absurd. You know, it's my imagination. But as if there's a glimpse of something. And sometimes that happens to me. It happens to me. So let's see.
What would you say, not advice, but sharing from your heart, for those of us who have not known Baba physically, who went to him now and have not met him, how would you suggest to us how we can find Baba, how we can commune with him?
Well, I imagine You have so much literature on him that you're reading. And through some of those that have experienced Baba, they give you like inner sidelights. And then to expand your own consciousness. It has to be. Now I feel you're all making a very, very deep hole, you know what I mean? A very deep tunnel that this to plant. And then these plants are going to be put. And these plants, the wind will come and take the seed, and you don't know where it will be thrown. The communication will be like that. I don't know. I'm using a visual.
Right, that's what you have to do.
A visual sight, you see.
That's all you can do. Isn't it?
That's what you can do, you see. And that we, the more profound is that hole, the more beautiful a plant we can put.
Mm-hmm.
So when the winds and the storms comes, it won't be thrown away. It'll have deep roots.
Right.
Deep, deep roots. It'll travel through its roots. It'll travel with the wind. It will travel with the storms. It will bring. I always make people, they were always shocked when I would say, Baba was a great... I said, look, don't let's go into supernatural ways. Just as we're together like this. Baba first was the greatest aristocrat I've ever met. He was aristocracy itself. Some people don't like my saying that word. They're against forms of aristocracy. But they don't understand what I mean, because there is the aristocracy in its deep sense and aristocracy in its cheap sense. I said, because, and they said, but why, Anita? I said, because Baba, in his presence, he was such an aristocrat. He put everybody at ease, from the high to the low to the high, at ease. He was sensitive, he knew. And then he was a free man. God, I feel very shy about speaking about God. I can speak of the free man. What is a free man? He's master. He's absolutely master as a man. He commands, he does, he's free. He can go anywhere, he can do this, he can do that, and he's absolutely free. He knows how to command, and he knows how to obey, he knows how to go here and there without anything attached to him. So when people say to me, where did Baba live? In Paris. You know, they want to go. I said, I remember someone saying to him, but Baba, where are you most at home? Where are you mostly at home? And Baba said, what a great question. I'm at home everywhere. And it's true. I was Baba in the train. I was Baba in the boat. I was with Baba in the metro. I was with Baba in the metro. I was with Baba in the Eiffel Tower. I was with Baba in a car. I was Baba in an elevator. He was always himself. He was absolutely commanding, free, 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 free. He was free. I can't put it enough into that word. And I said one day, I said, Baba, what authority you have. I saw such authority in him. And he looked at me and he said, yes. But authority means having great responsibilities. And in a flash, I knew the difference between authority and domineering, dominance. And I realized to domineer you have no, you have, you put the responsibility on the other. But authority means you're taking the responsibility. That was so beautiful. And Baba had that. You see, the freedom of all these qualities, this tremendous freedom. Yeah.
How, but in continuation of this question of how we can find him now, we can read the books, we can study of his life, but there's one thing between the historical Baba and the living Baba. How can we, because he had said at one time that I will teach you to move in the world, yet at all times be in inner communion with me as inner being.
Yes. Well, the very fact that he has thrown all these seeds, the very fact that he is spreading, you see, he's kept in tremendous, I see a great change. I see a great change already, you know, from when I first came and everything. There's a change. Well, that change may come, you see, in the beginning he had to keep us very strict. Very strict. And then he threw that strictness away. So it means, in other words, in planting, he's made a little bit of wind come and thrown the seeds. And some will catch the seeds, and you build, and others don't catch it. It depends how your this inner desire. He has to, and has to be awakened in you, because he's throwing all these seeds. See, I cannot speak like most people speak. You know what I mean?
You're doing wonderfully.
Yeah, I don't know. Because these are my inner thoughts, my inner experiences, my inner feelings. You see what I mean? Baba wants you to have, when he says, I like the word, the Baba says, my heart, your heart must be free, that I can come in. I'm shy, he says. I'm shy.
Shy of strangers.
Not strangers, but shy. What are these strangers? All the false things that you put into it. All the stupidities you put into it. All the false ideas. He wants you to have intelligence. Because intelligence can enter into your heart. Beauty can enter into it. Because it's all these manifestations. Purity can enter, it's still a beautiful word, but you have to use it. You know? He says, I'm the ocean. And the ocean is everything. There's dirt, there's filth, there's everything. And he cleans it up. He cleans it up. So that when he doesn't want you to be stupid, you know? He wants you to be able to stand on your feet, be able to, I don't know, to lighten his burden. We must lighten God's burden, lighten it. The intelligence of the heart is something very beautiful. The qualities of the heart are very beautiful. That's why he's shy, he says, I'm shy. The love that comes into the heart. The sensitivity. Was the sensitivity of Baba. He was so sensitive. The sensitivity of Baba. It was so light, it was so living, it was so fantastically beautiful. Now, what do you want to ask?
I want to ask about your relationship with Adi. It intrigues me that I know when Baba went to the West with his men Mundli, he kept them so aloof from the West, and especially the women. And was it that you were able to develop a personal friendship with Adi,
With Adi, first of all, a very strange thing happened. When we, I never noticed Adi. I mean, the sense that it was very. I was so busy with Baba that I didn't hardly ever saw them. If I did see them, they were just Baba's. There was no.
In the background.
That was the point.
That was the
whole point. And When we were in London, that one time, Adi had a hat on his head. And I thought, why should that boy have such a nice looking hat? I'll ask him to give it to me. And I said, I would like you to give me your hat. And I took the hat. And I said, the first thing I did was to put it on my head. And when Baba called me, I came with the hat, thinking that Baba would admire me with this hat. To my horror, Baba went black in the face, calls an Adi. And I don't know what went on, but something terrible went on. And Baba said he had to be sent back to India.
Because he gave you his hat.
And this is so new to me. I said, Baba, I said, how can you do such a thing? It's not his fault. I asked him for this hat. I hadn't even noticed. I thought the hat was so pretty and that you would like me with this hat on my head. And Baba said, I said, Baba, if you send Adi back, I'm going away. I'll never look at you again. Baba went like this to me, you see. I was in such a state of distress because there was nothing in that hat. I said, I give it back to him. I don't want that hat. Baba said, you keep the hat. So in a way, it made a kind of a little link. I was so upset to think this boy who just innocently gave the hat, not knowing, to why should he be sent back all the way to India? So that more or less, I would see him from afar.
Well, Baba changed his mind. He didn't send him back.
No, he didn't send him back. So then, when I would see Adi,
Was Adi upset at that time? Could you tell Adi was upset with what Baba was saying to him?
Well, I was so upset myself that I couldn't notice his being upset. I didn't notice anything. It was just, he was talking. They were going on, Baba asking questions.
Was Adi was
I don't know. So I couldn't
some
tell
foreign him. Language.
Yes. So I didn't know. I just didn't know. And that made a link with Adi afterwards, you see. So when I could write to Adi. Adi wrote to me, and I wrote to Adi if there are questions, things to be done, you see.
You mean in the sense of Adi being Baba's secretary?
Yes.
You were communicating to Baba through Adi?
Yes, to Adi. So we became...
I mean, you didn't write on your own to Adi. You didn't have a separate relationship with Adi. He was only the link to Baba.
Well, I would write everything that happened.
Right.
Or write to him. I didn't know if it went to Baba or not to Baba.
Correct.
I couldn't tell you. I have letters. I have letters of Baba. But then... And then that's how it was. I always felt I had a very deep relationship with Adi.
Because he was like the link between you and Baba in terms of his being in India with Baba.
Yes.
That was the basis of your link with
Adi. Yes. I don't know if that was...
But that's what you...
Yes, that's what I gave the... He was my... before it was Chanji. You see? And then it became Adi. I was very close to Chanji. Chanji was the one who used to write, keep me on form, doing this. And then it became Adi. You see? So that was my deep link with Adi. And with time, I had a very deep affection for him. He had a tremendous sense of humor, and I had the same humor. And he wanted me to... I don't know, he was... I don't know. I didn't... It was only the last time I saw him when I felt for the first time as if a veil had...
In 79.
Yes, as if the last time I saw him for one glance, one second, just one second, I said, my heavens, what a deep, deep connection I have with Adi, which I had never seen before.
You were never aware before.
No. I never
like
was.
For a moment, that veil of...
One...
Removed.
As if it... Oh. Very curious that was. Very curious. Just... very curious.
Was there some incident with Adi pushing a car or something like that?
Pushing a car?
Yeah. your car had stalled and you had Addy pushed it, or someone was involved with your car and didn't ask Bob's permission?
No.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
I think that was with Dina, perhaps.
I don't remember. Sure. No, I don't remember that.
Can you describe something of the personality of Addy?
Well, I thought what was wonderful about Addy. Addy, I always thought he was made of steel. There was a steel quality in him. And that's a steel that you could bend at the same time and would take always its own position again. He was flexible, at the same time made of steel. And Addy, you could talk of culture with Addy. He had a cultural side, a very poetical side. He understood if you spoke of art, if you spoke of certain things. He knew. You know? He had a literary side to him. That probably was my connection with him also. He wanted me to speak about Bobby. You go, you go. I say, oh, do you know I can? He says, no, you go. And we had a... With Baba, we had a... Addy had that too. He had a very deep... And I said, the thing that always struck me when Addy was his steel-like qualities. Steel. Absolutely made of steel, as if he had been forged. Fantastically forged. But at the same time, he was flexible. He could bend. You know? And he could suffer. He had a deep suffering that he was capable of having, that he could uplift. And capable of such deep love. The love in him was something that had absolutely no bottom. No bottom. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Baba had described that members of the circle, his close Mundley, are like aspects of his personality, aspects of his form, so to speak, of his body, his hands, his feet, his eyes. In a sense, would you say that this steel quality of Baba was reflected through Adi? Did you say, in other words, did Adi actually... was representative of a certain aspect of quality of Baba that sort of manifested more in Adi compared to something else, another aspect of his personality manifested in someone else?
I can't tell you that, because for instance, I feel in Erich, he's like a wonderful, what we call la braise in French. You know la braise?
Yes.
Is when there's the glow of the warmth, mm-hmm. of the...
It penetrates everything, right?
The heat. It's not a fire, but it's a braise.
Right.
With Erich, you see, that I wasn't aware of, I'm more or less now. I can't tell you because I haven't. With Bobby, you were so taken with your own what self. You know what I mean?
And that with your own relationship.
Yes, that you didn't notice
right.
so much the others, even though
the planets around him.
Even though
the sun.
Yes, you see, but even though you were there. I can't tell you because I don't know. And I've lived a great deal away. I lived in France, you see, away. Only with these contacts. But when you were there, you felt as if you never missed anything. Never missed anything. Of anything of Baba's experiences.
Even though you were awakened physically.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because of the outward communication was so much, or the inner relationship?
The inner relationship. The outer. It came in an outer way sometimes, you see.
Right.
But the experience was inner. But even if you weren't not conscious of it, even if it was an unconscious thing.
Because you felt his love in your heart, you didn't feel
well,
you
like
seeing anything externally.
As I say, it was a natural thing. It wasn't something this or that. But I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for the others. Jack, how I used to make fun of you with the dear Addy.
that was one of the ways Adi entertained himself and entertained others, by using me as a foil. That was part of a relationship.
Yes, we say, but I mean, with that, a deep love for you.
Right.
A deep love for you. I'm sure he wouldn't have had you near him if there wasn't a deep love.
Well, he couldn't relax in front of me and express himself.
Exactly. And you can only do things like that sometimes when there's a deep bond, a deep relationship. You see? And probably he was molding you to a certain, what he went through.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had asked him to share with me, to treat me the way that Baba treated him.
Mm. Baba was pretty tough.
That first example of, after you gave Baba, Adi gave you his hat, yes. An example of how tough was Baba was on him.
Sent him all the way back to India, can you imagine? By boat in those days.
You said that, I mean, I'm really fascinated because this is the situation I'm with, not having met him personally. It's how, although you weren't physically, I haven't met Baba personally.
Yes.
How do you maintain this inner relationship even though you weren't with him?
With Baba?
Physically, yes. All the time.
Yes, always. Always.
You felt his love in your heart? Is that too simple?
I don't know. It's not that. I don't know how to put it. Except there was a direction, a guidance.
Inwardly. And after he dropped the body,
yes.
Did you feel that leave you?
Oh, no. I think it's much more.
It's more so.
More so. Oh, no. Much more.
You feel the relationship even more within.
Yes, within. And in the others. That's the point I want to bring out. You see? In myself, in connection with the others. Even though, say, certain qualities, spiritual qualities in the others awaken as a kind of a...
What others? People you meet in the natural
yes,
way?
Yes.
You feel his love in them. You feel him in them.
I feel that the best part of them. So you automatically become tolerant.
Right.
You don't say, I'm going to be tolerant. No, but because you know they may be low or much higher, and then when it's come much higher, then that's even more beautiful.
This is important for me because I'm intolerant of others' intolerance.
Ah.
You see, I have trouble. I get very upset at those I find who are intolerant. So what you're saying helps helping me.
Yes. Well, you must feel that intolerance is ignorance. You see, it's ignorance. And for you to notice, in spite of them, their best qualities. And their best qualities is your tolerance.
Their best qualities?
Their best qualities should make you tolerant.
Right.
You see? Because we go out and chop everybody's head off because what?
Right.
The world is in such a state of horror.
Right.
Hmm?
You're right.
But then, when with Baba, it seems as if you're guided. You know what I mean? You're guided as if it's made clear. As if you're seen on the first floor, and then you go on the second floor, the third floor, the fourth floor, the fifth floor, and you have more and more, and you know what the site was on the first. You go up like that. You can only help those that are near to you. You can't help that at the very end. But only that's the nearest to you. Then you are in a kind of equality.
Oneness.
Yes. So that no use trying. That's our own ego, our own pride, our own... Isn't it? And we're intolerant, of course. We're all intolerant of more or less things.
Do you find as time goes by that this feeling of his love, his presence, whatever you want to call it, becomes more real for you, more alive for you than external things? Does that make sense?
Yes.
more important?
As Bob would say, you're in the world, but not of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the world, but not of the world. It gets more and more. More and more. It's like when Bao talked the other night, he used the word that this is gross. This is, he put a more vulgar word, and which someone repeated to me, which is even more vulgar. And I thought, the world that they're talking about. But if we, I mean, imagine we just see what the real sun must be like in connection with what we see, what the spiritual light must be. You know? And yet, we must be conscious also of that.
Conscious of?
Of also the physical, because we're in the physical.
Right.
Hmm? It would be just pride on our part to say that we can, we don't talk about it anymore. There's no trying to convict, to make others know, we just live it.
So what you're saying is that you're feeling that his love, this relationship you have with him, is more real, more meaningful,
yes,
to you.
Yes, more meaningful.
Than what happens externally.
Externally. And you like it, you know, you sort of, you enjoy it.
You go back, enjoy the world more.
You enjoy the world more.
You know, the real.
You know, you got this, you have that, you see the nonsense, but you're there, you can't destroy it, but for you it's destroyed. But you, it's there, and then you try to, through your own, I think every time you make yourself a little bit better, you know, it's like that tree that's throwing out its seeds. Who knows who's going to catch it?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Maybe somebody's building another tree somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
or some sort of plant, I don't know. But you don't think about it, you just do what you have to do. Imagine it. We all are intolerant. We all have intolerance because we have set idea what is good and what is bad.
Right.
You know? And there are some things. But when you have that spiritual, we become tolerant ourselves. We say, well, let him find his way.
This seems to be a theme that I've noticed in your life with Baba, that over the years, he's molded you and making you more tolerant, more understanding
yes.
of others.
Oh, yes.
This is what you could, obviously, this
yes.
is something you could make a statement
Yes. In many ways. In many things, he's opened deep understanding of things.
Of others.
Of course.
Because he said that time, I am in that person.
Yes.
In an effort to try to find him yet.
When I see something, I try. It hasn't been easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
But we can go away, you know what I mean? I say, well, Baba, I've got to convince them, don't have to listen. I just, instead of saying, oh, you're so stupid, you know, horrible and all this, I say nothing, I just go away.
At the very minimum, you can go away.
You go away. You don't say, ah, but you make me like, I don't try to convince them.
It can't change.
Like, instead of saying, I can dominate, because you try to dominate, you don't anymore. You just say something to leave. You leave it. It's in God's hands. It's enough that I don't make him feel worse.
Right. Don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate.
That's it.
He said that. When I mentioned now,
Baba,
yes.
Who really married me to Roger.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to leave for India. You're not supposed to leave for India.
Yeah. It's wonderful. Because there's so many married couples, you see. There's so many
fellows.
Your example would be.
Well, then I'm married to Baba. I didn't think I was really married.
But how did he arrange that?
Well, in the sense that when I was supposed to leave India, and I was at the school, Roger was at the same school I was. But in the evening, I see you what you call, and he then met me, and I spoke to him about Baba.
You
were together? Well, he was already working, and he was a chemist, a pretty great chemist.
for something at the time, and he was being asked in art in the evening. And after that, we didn't meet until we had an exhibition. And after the exhibition, we met. And he spoke to me. I spoke to him about Baba. Second. I thought it was Charles. So he understood. So I'm in India. And I got a telegram that Baba was coming. I said, yes, I will.
You're
never left with you. Yes, it was in 1937. And then, I was talking to Baba, but I was so busy with my little brother, and I'd come to her, and it was a whole time. And then, when I came, but Baba left me with the car, and he drove up, but what happened? Baba came, go back to me. He said, how long do you stay? I said, what? And he hung on to me. I said, it only lasts out. And then, get up for 2 days, and met Baba. I don't know how, I don't know how to do it. I know it
doesn't. So Baba says, not to fall in love, but to rise in love. Mm. So with Rajay, I felt that it was Baba, and it was I don't know, it was natural. At the same time, we had this bond, this spiritual bond in Baba, in the art, in the understanding, there was no falling in love, in absolute dignified, a dignified relationship with thoughtfulness, all the qualities. And that's how it started. There was nothing. And the other thing I knew it to be free, you had to be with Roger. There was an intimate side that I can't tell you because that's something that was between Bob and myself. But it was like that. And I felt when he put my hand in his hand, that was the road I had to go. And with it, a very, very, as a man, a deep respect and a tremendous sense of dignity, as you noticed.
Mm. Well, Henry.
Mm. And he's talented, full of, he's got lovely qualities. And that's how it happened. It wasn't strange. He said to Rebel, Anita must always come. And I like her. That's what happened. Robert sent me. I had to go immediately.
Had to go where?
I had to go immediately. And Robert would be physically immediately. You see, I went. The love, you see, has its sense. We all have differences. But then you have this relationship of... I don't know words for it. I don't know how to put it in words. Getting ourselves in love is to have a great respect for each other. We're interested in the same things. We have Baba together, you know? Well, how could it be otherwise? How could it be otherwise? It has to be that way. No, we married in 1939. Paris. We married in 1939. I met them in 1937, and the war broke out, you see. So we had to. What is that? What's funny? I don't count the age. I don't count the years.
It's even deeper, that love.
Well, as Bob always called me his beloved child, I don't think he could have put me wrong, huh?
No. Hmm? No, he wouldn't
care. Yeah.
You're right there, sir.
That's it. It's all in my heart. I don't know how to feel. I have to feel myself, Bob. Don't send me to get you like him, because I'm going to be very naughty. The relationship with Baba was so connected. It was so natural, so real, you know? Except after it was in India. Now, I can realize my avatar. And when he'd say, when I would arrive, and he'd say, I don't have a way of making him laugh a great deal. And I need to remember, they have to say, fall back. Serious, like a little boy. She was a little boy.
I never thought of Baba as someone that you fall in love with. Not possible. Baba was love itself. Baba was love itself, and was that tremendous sensitivity that captured me. or that he captured. I said, Baba captured me.
Right.
When I said, Baba, you know, this is terrible. Noreen is